Blog Talk Radio.
In 2016, I was working at the Amazon warehouse when my brother passed away, and a couple of years later, my mother passed away. After taking care of them, I knew that I really wanted to become a nurse. Amazon helped me with training for tuition. I'm a medical assistant, and I'm studying to become a registered nurse. Hindi ko kayo makakalimutan. Right here.
It's a way to send money.
Different than them.
Even if they make some work different than you do. And it's in a lot of banking apps.
Sell! These are sell!
Yeah! Who's next? You guys next? Sell. Look forward in your banking app.
What's the
Right here is the time. Sometimes you just have to make it how you make it.
With advanced analytics, Gentax and Envision Virgin Racing are setting the pace, creating a lasting impact for the human race. We're in the relentless pursuit of a world that works better for people.
Thank you.
How you see the world.
And
they're the first thing most people see when they look at you. If you've noticed that your eyelids are drooping down, making your eyes look a little tired, you may have low-lying lids, also known as acquired ptosis. Low-lying lids are a natural part of aging and can affect one or both eyes. As we age, muscles around the eyelids stretch and weaken, causing a lid to droop down. This can limit your upper field of vision and can lead to a tired appearance. Low-lying lids could be a sign of a more serious condition. Be sure to talk to your doctor for a full workup. Meet UpMeek, the only FDA-approved, once-a-day prescription eye drop for adults with acquired ptosis, also known as low-lying lids, that lifts the upper eyelid to open.
I'm Dean Dingman. What are you ready? New version.
Instantly, so far, so cool, we're safe. Instantly, right now. relationship to Rai.
To Rai, you mean you?
We were creating a new world of gay liberation. Tom was attracted to the idea of helping lesbians have families. And then they had us.
It was unheard of for a family like yours to be fighting a paternity lawsuit.
He just wasn't your family.
There's always two sides in social.
Back. I know I come with a history that not all of you love. Bringing in my big sister to clean up my mess.
Oh,
and we're back. So
thank you. do it all again. Tell me what you mean.
Thank you.
done. I'm going to come home and get the whole thing. You already know what you're thinking tomorrow. The cure. And we're alone and you just pointed to him. That's nice. I see it's true.
You ever walked out on the stage in front of people? Well, believe it or not, it was in kindergarten. It was the
what did you do?
School talent show. So I did a foxtrot with a dummy.
Because you don't have it. Don't bother me.
You know those kind of those foxtrot band initiated in those days was a slow dance. Yes, to a tune called "Rose and a Baby Ruth." You know, I introduced that song on this show by a man named George Hamilton. And in those days, we had to change the lyrics because they wouldn't let us plug the candy bar. We were the only show. The thing was a massive hit all over the world, and we played a Rose and a Candy Bar. Everywhere else was always Rose and Baby Ruth. When did you first get paid?
When did I first get paid?
When did you first get money for more?
I guess it was a couple of years ago. I was working in a production of Hamlet on Broadway in New York.
This is the strange thing. He worked through school at the University of Pennsylvania, Mass and Wig Club, which is a very distinguished thing. All stage, stage, stage. Then I see in a raft of commercials, and the big smash hit is you jogging down the street with a bottle of soda pop and everybody boogieing down behind it. I mean, did you think that would bring you to where you are?
Well, No, it didn't. You know, I just was, when you're in New York, you do commercial calls, you go out and do these things, and they said, hey, there's a part, three commercials for Dr. Pepper. Well, yeah, I like it. And we did a dance audition. I got the commercials, and blah, blah, blah. Now,
you know, that's not to be made fun of, because Barry Manilow made a career out of commercials. Ron Dowdy, who's doing Ain't Misbehaving on Broadway, did commercials. It's a very vibrant field. What do you hope to have happen to your life?
Well,
professionally. Beginning your personal life.
I guess I'd like to do some more films. I'm doing one right now at the Walt Disney Productions.
Wait, you mentioned I forgot all about it. What's it called?
Right now it's called The All-Night Treasure Hunt. It might be called The Ultimate Game. They're kind of playing with the titles, but it's it takes place in Los Angeles at night, driving around trying to find clues and going to the next location. And
love it. When's it going to be out?
I think it's, they want to release it in February. We're in production right now.
Give me any two titles that you think will be called. We'll look for it.
Well, look for Walt Disney Presents and your name.
Hopefully,
right.
David, thank you very much.
Hey.
I'm gonna take you down.
I'm going to go upstairs and rest, you know. Yeah, stay down. Okay. You know, upstairs, Sean? Yeah, I can't hear you. Very popular.
Thank you. Take me at your love. Buongiorno Dio, sai che You guys are worse than we made it possible. Oh, we love my boys. Right now, you hear the song all over Europe. No cheat codes, your eyes, and people. I can make you feel Thank you. You are the one.
Amen.